It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 27th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $56,860. ETH is up slightly at $3,259, and Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $398. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Theta Network up 39%, Stacks up 29%. Well, MicroStrategy has added another 3,000 Bitcoins to its holdings, spending around $155 million at an acquisition price of $51,000 per Bitcoin between February the 15th and February the 25th. This acquisition follows a previous purchase of 850 Bitcoins last month. With this latest buy, MicroStrategy now holds a total of 193,000 Bitcoins, valued at approximately $9.9 billion. The company funded these purchases using proceeds from the sale of MicroStrategy shares. Well, Huobi Hong Kong withdrew its license application as a crypto exchange in Hong Kong last week, but then resubmitted it yesterday. The Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission requires crypto trading platforms to submit their license applications by the end of the month or face closure by May the 31st. Hong Kong introduced a licensing regime for crypto firms in June of last year. Currently, the regulator is reviewing applications for 19 crypto firms. Well, Terraform Labs co-founder Do Kwon is expected to miss the beginning of his trial with the U.S. SEC on fraud charges as his extradition to the U.S. faces delays. Kwon's defense attorney says that he doesn't seek to postpone the trial originally scheduled for March the 25th. The delays stem from issues in Montenegrin legal proceedings. Despite a recent decision by the Montenegrin High Court to extradite him to the U.S., Kwon plans to appeal, preferring extradition to South Korea. The SEC alleges that Kwon and Terraform Labs raised billions through unregistered securities, a claim Kwon disputes. Well, in less than 2 months since their debut, the nine new U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have collectively gathered over 300,000 Bitcoin in assets under management, excluding Grayscale's converted fund. The leading ETF in terms of assets is BlackRock's iBit, followed by Fidelity's FBTC. This amount represents nearly 1.5% of Bitcoin's total supply. Total net inflows across all U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have surpassed $6 billion U.S. dollars. And finally, NFT studio Yuga Labs announced it won't collaborate with marketplaces that don't honor creators' royalties. The decision coincides with the launch of Magic Eden's Ethereum marketplace. The move aims to support a creator-led Web3 environment. However, it excludes Bored Ape Yacht Club and Mutant Ape Yacht Club, Yuga Labs' top collections. These two brands contribute significantly to Yuga Labs' royalties and trading volume. While this decision may not have an immediate financial impact, it emphasizes the importance of creator royalties in the NFT space. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.